Now, you know, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter is often quoted here because every week we have communion, every week. And like in some places, you have it once a month or twice in a month. But we have communion every week in obedience to God's word as often, you know. Now, we read in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 26. It says, "For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup." Everybody say, "Eat the bread and drink the cup." This cup. "You proclaim the Lord's death until his coming." Until he comes. Now, the Bible promises that Jesus is coming back. He is coming back, actually. Okay? Now, Jesus is coming back. Everybody say, "Coming back." So, in line with this, the last sentence, "till he comes back," I want to remind you, some of you may have become callous in our walk with Jesus. Some of us don't have time for Jesus because we are tired. We cannot wake up like Daryl, you know. And so, I pray this message will wake you up. Say, "Wake you up." Spiritually wake you up, okay? Now, Jesus is not coming back to the earth to take you. He's not coming back to take you. No. Okay? Let's make this right. I'm going to talk about the book of Revelation in a short while. He's not coming back to take you. He's coming back to receive you. Two different things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses not 1 through 18. I think I gave her the wrong scripture. 16 to 18. Joyce, I'm sorry. 16 to 18, it says this. Give me a yes, please. "The Lord himself will descend in the cloud. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God. And those who are dead in Christ, both my father and mother accepted Jesus." Okay? So those who are dead in Christ, they will rise first. Right? They will rise up. I mean, this is dynamic. They will rise, and those of us who are alive, okay? And those of us who are alive like this, assuming Jesus comes afterwards, okay? Now, you can't go together with Pearlie, okay? Hello, Pearlie is in Singapore, right? Not well. I know God will take her from the house. You go from here, okay? And you know what? "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." You saw? We'll be caught up. He comes to receive us. Okay? "To meet the Lord in the air and thus always be with the Lord. Therefore, we don't need Emmanuel anymore." Emmanuel can go to the pocket. Okay? Emmanuel means God is with us. But you know what? But we'll always be with the Lord. "Therefore, comfort one another with this word." That's why I'm here, to comfort you. Before I comfort you, I must warn you. Are you here with me now? Can somebody say amen, please? Amen. You know, and this catching up with the Lord. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 40 and 41. Very warm, huh? You want to sit here? It's cooler here. Come. Lila. Come, don't be shy. This is, we do everything in the church. Come, good things only. Ma'am, you are to come. You're the one fanning. Okay, this guy quietly sitting, you ask him to come. Come, come. Come now. She's the one who's fanning. Now send the poor guy here. Nabla quietly sitting. Your son, is it? Yeah, right. Sons are very obedient, huh? You got three sons, huh? Wow. Awesome. Okay? I got two lovely girls, you know? You would have noticed them anyway. Now, anyway, look at this. Caught up. Say, caught up. Jesus is not coming to the earth to take you. You're going to be caught up with him. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 24, verses 40 to 41. This is what my concern is. See, then two men will be in the field. Only one will be taken. Only one will be taken. And I'm very concerned for all of us. And myself too. Okay? One will be taken up. The other will be left. Left to cook koityawadi. And two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken. The other one will be left behind. And this morning, you know, this is a thought-provoking scripture. Am I going to be left behind? Or am I going to be taken? And this whole episode of Jesus coming in the cloud is called the day of the Lord or the rapture. Rapture is not in the Bible, but the day of the Lord is in the Bible. Can somebody say out to amen? Okay. Now sometimes we can be so busy that we can be so oblivious to the promise of his return. Okay. Now, how do we know that Jesus is coming back? Now, this is a knowledge that you need to know. How do you know that Jesus is coming back? Week after week, when I serve communion, especially the cup, I always tell them, likewise, Jesus took the cup and gave to the disciples and he said, this cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made in my blood. As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until I come. How many of you really believe that Jesus is coming? Yeah. I mean, in our hearts there's always a little bit of lack of knowledge or doubt. I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Okay? Matthew, the 24th chapter. We're going to read a couple of verses here. Jesus said, these are the signs of the end of the age and my coming. The end of the age means new heaven and new earth. Go back and read Revelation 21 and 22. Now look at me, please. And he said this, these are the signs. Everybody say signs. Dalam bahasa Malaysia, ini adalah tanda-tanda kedatangan Tuhan yang kedua. Are you here with me? When does Jesus come to the earth? He comes back together with us. During millennium. Revelation, the 19th chapter. Go back and read. I'll probably teach on that. Okay? Let's read. This is what Jesus said. And we are living in the midst of all these signs right now. Huh? There's no time for us to play church. There's no time for us to be just spectators. There's no time for us to be church attendees. We need to be part and parcel of the body doing what God wants us to do. Instead of a spectator, we need to become a participator. Instead of playing church, we need to do church. Instead of just warming our seed, we need to warm the hearts of the people with the love of the gospel of Jesus. Instead of just being a consumer, we need to become a producer. Instead of just being a church attender, we need to become a Christ ambassador. You can put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Okay, let me just read. Okay, I'll go very quickly. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive them. And will deceive many. I'll tell you, The deception already started in the 21st and the 20th and 21st century. I'm going to show you later. Are you here with me? It goes on to say, pestilence, say pestilence. We've gone through that. And earthquakes in various places. Recently we had an earthquake, right? Bangkok and Myanmar. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Beginning of sorrow. That's why the worship leader said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world, let not your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Michael, right? John 14:27. We desperately need that peace. You know, friends, these are not a single, everybody say single. This is not a single mention of Jesus about the signs. There is a double mention. Say double mention. Whenever there's a double mention in the Bible, we need to take a double attention. Say double attention. Every time the Bible repeats it twice, that means it is important, it's pertinent that we take heed. Come on, are you here with me? And now we read in the book of Revelation, hear this. There is a strong, widely recognized parallel between Jesus' prophecy in Matthew 24, verses 5 to 8, we just read, and the four horsemen described in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, both passages outlines a sequence of escalating global trouble that marked the beginning of the end of time. Does it make sense? If you have a camera, you can take a photo of this. Somebody's trying to take. I think I need to move aside. There's more pictures going to come. I want to finish it as usual. Now look at me, please. There, we're going to look at the four horses. Everybody say four horses. Yeah, horse and the horsemen. We're going to look at them. That will be the seal number one, seal number two, seal number three, seal number four. Now, I want you to know these horses are already roaming the earth right now. Already. Kuda sudah lari. Kuda sudah lari. And they're roaming the earth, confirming time and again the coming of Jesus. Glory to God. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Come on, turn with me to Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. It's time that we take note of the prophetic utterance of Jesus of his coming. We need to stop playing church. We need to stop playing the games we are playing. Now, he says the same thing in Matthew 24, verses 5 to 8, and now he gives us a picture form, graphic form. You know, now I saw the lamb. Say lamb. This is not lamb chop. This is a lamb of God. I saw the lamb. John says, I saw the lamb. I saw the lamb open one of the seals. Say one of the seals. And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a like a thunder, come and see, come and behold. And I look and behold, a white horse. Say, white horse. You know, don't be deceived. All the horsemen and the white horse is not Jesus. It's not Jesus. I'll show you in a short while. I gave Joyce the Jesus white horse and this horse. I come and see, and I looked, and behold, a white horse. He sat on it, and it had a bow. Jesus doesn't carry a bow. He carries a what? A sword. A double-edged sword. The word of God. Say the word of God. Almost like Jesus. And a crown, almost like Jesus, was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. What is this? What is this horse? It's roaming. That's why today we have so many cultic teachers. We'll come to that later. And then when he opened the second seal, seal number two, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see another horse, fiery red. like the Ang Pao, fiery raid, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth. Rob the peace. And that should, and the people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Who is this red horse? Right in our midst, who is the red horse? And then when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. I looked and behold, a black horse. Say, a black horse. A black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand, dutching. But it's not natural, dutching. A scale in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, a day's wages for one meal, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine. What is that horse? Relating to our daily provision. When you opened the fourth seal, I heard, the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked and behold, a pale horse. A pale horse. How does a pale horse look like? Huh? A pale, maybe, pale horse. Come and look at this face. And the name of him who sat on it was Death. Death. Come on. And it says here, and hell followed with him. Death and hell followed him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth. Wow, one fourth of the earth. To kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by beast of the earth. Are you here with me? You know, friends, the four seals and the fifth seal, the sixth seal I touched later, that would be the disaster. Are you here with me? Now let's look at the first seal, the white horse. This is a white horse, okay? Nothing is white about the horse. You know, appearance, the white horse. It's deception. Say deception. Instead of a sword, he carries a bow. Instead of the crown of the King of Glory, he carries an earthly crown. The horse is wide. The rider looks like Jesus. This is deception. Matthew 24 and verse 5. For many will come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and will deceive many. This is mainly our church doctrinal deception. Are you here with me? More than political, more than financial, this is a church doctrinal deception. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Now, this is what Jesus said in Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 1 and 2. Come on, somebody open the Bible and start reading for me. Now I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying a voice like thunder. Come on, show me the white horse. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. A white horse. He sat on it and had a bow and a crown, almost picturing like Jesus, was given to him. He went out conquering and to conquer. Are you here with me? Come on. Now, I'm going to show you this deception from the 20th century right to the 21st century. There's already a spirit of deception. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to God through except through me. There is no universal theory. There is one God. There are ways of many to this God. No, this is where deception sets in. Now let's look at some of them. Modern day deception. I said this is directed to you who has got the word of God. Look at this. Okay? Look. Okay. Here are some modern examples of false messiahs and Christ. Okay? Now, the founder of... read this. Somebody read, please. Come on. Somebody with the mic. Can you read? Direct. The mic is here. Okay, read. The founder of, come on, you guys read. The founder of
Sinjeonji Church.
Kimchi, that's right.
He declares himself the one who overcomes and asserts Jesus appointed him to complete salvation.
Details.
Leads a secretive movement with over 200,000 followers accused of manipulating members and distorting scripture.
That's right. Korea. Number two. Again, Korea. Jong Myung-suk, the founder of the Providence Church. He professed to be the Messiah sent to complete Jesus' unfinished task. Okay? Details. Convicted of rape. Their modus operandi ends always in immorality. The trend. Okay? Ladies, watch out. Okay? Convicted of rape in 2008 and again indicted in 2022 for sexual assault, teaches salvation through himself and not Christ. Okay? Right. Are you here with me? Okay, let's look at the next one. This is the Philippines. Philippines is about 1.5 hours from here. Right? Philippines. The leader, come on, read. Leader.
Leader of the kingdom of
His
Jesus Christ.
His name is Apollo Cubolio. How do you pronounce? Okay, never mind. Go on.
Leader of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. He called himself the appointed son of God and claims to embody God's authority. He indicted in U.S. on 2021 for sex trafficking minors and running a fraudulent charity. Faces similar charges in the Philippines.
Yeah. This guy is a pedophile. Pedo what? Pedophile. Useless guys. They use the word to distort the word and to manipulate children. Okay, let's move on. Alan John Miller, Australia. How many of you go to Australia very often? Look at this guy. Alan John Miller.
He calls himself Jesus of Nazareth.
That's right. Reincarnated.
And leads Divine Truth, a group promoting his teachings as divine revelation. Former Jehovah Witness faces allegations
Jehovah
of psychological manipulation.
Jehovah Witness is already bad enough. Former Jehovah Witness. Double bad. For allegations of psychological manipulation. Negative control. Come on, let's look at Yang Chongbin. And this is China. Let me just give you some background. This is a lady. And she is sweeping the underground church right now. You know, underground church. And many underground church believers are blindly following her. She teaches prosperity. How many of you want prosperity? Join her, please. You know, okay? Wealth and prosperity. Now, can you read, please? Her name is Yang Bin. That's Bin. Go on.
Central figure in Eastern Lightning, a cult declaring her the female Christ, returned to overthrow traditional
That's
Christianity.
That's right.
She's banned in China, accused of kidnapping and brainwashing members.
That's right. Their trend is sexual exploitation. That's why, look at me, church. That's why you need to know the word. Huh? You need to know the word. When a Jehovah Witness comes to you, you can only recognize them through their white shirt sometimes. Yeah. You know, Mormons, white and black. But they preach the same gospel, but distorted. Distorted. That's why the church needs to be grounded. In the last days, many will sing songs that will portray Jesus, but not real Jesus. Many will do meetings and they will say it's Jesus, it's not Jesus. Any extreme teaching of grace, any extreme teaching of mercy, any extreme teaching of prosperity, any extreme teaching of all these things is not a full gospel. Come on, somebody shout ouch or amen. Go back and read your Bible before somebody reads your life. Serious. That's the first horse. Remember, that's the first horse. It's already roaming in Johor Bahru because there are already three cult groups in Johor Bahru. One is Mandarin speaking. The other one are two Korean groups. Yeah, demonic guys. They will call you. They will call you. They will ask you to come for one of the group that keep calling? Church? No. No, no. Church of God is your father is their word. No. The new one, the Korean one. How many of you have received a call from them? You know, never. What? No. Go forth, already gone. So therefore, be rooted. Say rooted. This is not time to accumulate your wealth. It's time to accumulate the word. Come on. Come on. Number two, the second seal is the red horse. Red horse. I'm coming quickly. Don't worry. The red horse. Matthew 24 verse 6. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But this is not the end yet. Revelation chapter 6 verse 3 and 4. Can you read? Somebody read. When you open the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see another horse, fiery red. Ooh, Hongseka. Right up. Hongseg, huh? Red, like this, red. When she walk in, it's like a horse walking in. Red horse. Fiery red went on. And it was granted to the one. Now, show me the red horse. Come on, show me the red horse. You know, and it grunted. And it was granted to the one who said to it, peace from the earth. Take the peace, and that people should kill one another. And there was given him what? A great sword. Now friends, that look at this statistics. The 20th and the 21st century was the bloodiest in the history. Everybody say bloodiest. With an estimate of 187 million deaths due to war and conflict. Primarily war and conflict. The ongoing 21st century continues to see regional wars, terrorism, and civil unrest. Kashmir attack. So easy for the terrorists to attack the tourists in Kashmir. You know, on a group of tourists. War in Ukraine. And the war in Gaza. It's still on and off. The threatening war between nations. As of 2024, there are 56, look at this, there are 56 active conflicts globally, the highest since World War II. Huh? War. Red horse is war, pulling people apart, kingdom apart. Are you here with me? You know, look at the Philippines, the southern Philippines. The solo, the terrorists, come on, look at that. They are the one who infiltrated into Tawau and into the other places, Sampurna. Okay? We're not very far from them. Church, let us not be complacent. Let us be people who are praying. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The third seal, very quickly. Are you here with me? Okay, now we need to sing about God being good now. They're all very bad now.
God,
sing it, please.
You're so good.
God is so good.
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
You're
so good to me.
Sing it again. God, you're so good.
And God, you're so good.
It's an easy chorus. God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good.
Amen.
You're so good
to me. Okay.
To
we have two more seals. I'm done. After that, I will be serving communion. And Joyce, can you get ready with the Jesus white horse, please? And he comes in Revelation 19. Go back and read. I told the group yesterday, whenever I get an opportunity to preach in JB, I'll work on the book of Revelation. And if God permits, I will do a study on that too. Okay, the third seal is a black horse. Many of us like black things. Black car. The background is black. So, I mean, I'm not criticizing any black things, okay? Black has become a trend, but you know what? The third seal is the black horse, and it's famine. We just finished pestilence, COVID-19. The next in line is famine. The next in line is famine. That's why I'm encouraging church members, don't just buy and sell land for profit and get into misunderstanding. Buy land and develop the land. Buy land and develop the land. That's what PKK is doing right now. And please don't buy together. You guys cannot agree. Somehow you will disagree. Just buy individually, please. Okay? No matter what I tell, it won't enter your head. You know? Then you'll have misunderstanding and you'll come to me. When you buy, you don't come to me. When you get into misunderstanding, come to me. You think it's fair? It's not fair, right? Okay, when you buy, you come to me. I'll tell you, don't buy. Come on, yes. Let's develop. Let's cultivate. Famine. 1 kg of ikan kembung. When I was doing marketing for my mom in 1978, 79, it was only $1.50. Today is 8 ringgit to 9 ringgit. And I look at the ikan kembung, and I remember those days. And those days, ikan kembung will smile at you. These days, they stare at you. Famine. Look at the bread price. Look at the roti canai. Look at the way all the Indian restaurants charge. I advise you, don't go to Indian restaurants. Serious. Some guys are astronomically high. Serious. Don't be a victim, okay? Hey, sorry, no, I'm not saying anything, okay? Okay, Matthew 24:7. Keep the black horse there, please. Keep the black horse there. Matthew 24:7. For nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine. Say famine. Pestilence and earthquake in various places. Revelation 6:5-6. Keep the black horse.
When he opened the third seal.
Louder, louder.
I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand.
Scale, touching. That's where Barisan Nasional got their sign. Okay, go on.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine."
Just 1 day's wage for one meal. How would you pay your rental? How would you pay your patrol? How would you give allowance to your wife? You know, famine. Say famine. Okay? Now, look at the facts. The 20th and the 21st century saw deadly famines in China. The Soviet Union, Africa, each claiming millions of lives. Today, the UN reports that over 800 million people face hunger. Okay, while you're sitting here and thinking about going for some sumptuous lunch, there are 800 million people face hunger, with food prices doubling and tripling. In some regions, due to war and climate crisis. Are you here with me? Crisis. Okay, right. Now, I told you right, just not too long ago, 13 huge container vessels went to China, already paid and settled, from China, went back to U.S. empty. And all the supermarkets, their shelves are no more stock. That's a reality. Man create famine. Not insects. Not grasshoppers. Not cows and goats. Are you here with me? Can somebody say, ouch? Okay, I'm finishing with this. The fourth seal, the pale horse, this is death. This is not old age death. No, this is not. Okay? Matthew 24 and verse 7, for nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, earthquake in various places. Look at how death works. The modus operandi of death is through all these things. Revelation, read please. Give me the black horse. Revelation 6, verse 7 to 8, and I'm finishing now.
When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him.
Death and hell, not death and heaven. This death is cleverly designed to attack all the unevangelized people. And the church is sitting in complacency, in slumber, in spiritual laziness and comfort while our neighbors are dying. Seriously. I'm scolding myself also. Okay? Go on.
And power was given to them over fourth of the earth.
Wow! Fourth of the earth. Go on.
To kill. With sword.
Yeah.
With hunger. With death. And by the beasts of the earth.
Not old age. Michael, are you here, Michael? Don't go anywhere, Michael. Now look at the death toll from 20th to 21st century. Show me, please. Now, 20th, 21st century. Can you read, somebody with a clear voice, read?
20th to 21st century statistics. The Spanish flu, 1918 to 1919, killed at least 50 million people.
And you say, I owe to this, right? Look what happened to COVID-19.
COVID-19 deaths, about 7,000 and 7 million. 7 million, 10,681 people have died globally from COVID-19 as of April 13, 2024.
But this figure has exceeded 8 million right now. Exceeded 8 million. But they don't want to verify, so they don't want to use, okay? Now, go on. Death in the recent Gaza. Just recently, you know. Go, read.
At least 51,305 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza conflict
and
over the past 18 months.
And this is pro-Palestinian report. How many Israelis have died? Children. Okay, go on.
With recent attacks killing dozens.
Okay, let's move on. Now, this is alarming. Read. Death.
Deaths from accidents.
Accidents
worldwide.
On the road. That's why when you got Chinese New Year, Hari Raya, long weekend, don't rush to go here and there. Pray before you go. Because the highways are full of the spirit of death. And they are the assignment of the enemy. This is a pale horse. I told you, the horses are already running. Okay, go on.
Approximately 1.19 million people die annually from road traffic accidents, averaging about 3,260 deaths per day globally.
Okay, 3,260 deaths every day. While I'm preaching here, this afternoon, somewhere in Malaysia, somewhere in Indonesia, accident is taking life. And this is a clever design of the pale horse. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Let's move on. Death.
Deaths in the recent Kashmir terror attack. At least 24 people were killed in a recent terrorist attack on the tourists in Indian-administrated Kashmir in April 2025.
Just a week ago. Don't go too far, okay? We had a group of Christian Pakistanis in the service yesterday. I went there and said, I'm an Indian Christian. Come on, let's connect. Now look at abortion. Anybody here who has administered abortions, you need to repent. Abortion is a murder unless it's medical. Okay? Read. Babies.
Babies aborted worldwide daily. While exact daily global abortion numbers vary, estimates suggest around 73 million abortions occur annually worldwide, averaging roughly 200,000 abortions
wow.
per day.
200,000 premarital sex or unprepared pregnancy. People abort life. And this is a form of killing. That's why we appreciate Trump. One of the things he said, pro-life. Joe Biden, no life. Catholic guy, go on. Abortions per day?
general knowledge has no direct search result. Was
okay,
found.
Friends, I conclude right now. Now show me Jesus' horse, please. Come on, show me Jesus' horse. This is Jesus' horse. And this is Revelation, the 19th chapter. He has got a sword. Okay, does he look like Jesus? To me, it looks like Derek a bit, no? There's no bow and arrow. He has got a crown. Are you here with me? So that's why almost there. Say almost there. There's a thin line between deception and the truth. So church, I want you to know. Show me the last statement, please. Conclusion. Everybody read together with me. From the back. Pastor Boy, from the back. The four.
And not just ancient symbols, but vivid reminders of humanity's ongoing struggles with conquest, war, famine, and death. Realities that have marked the last century and continue today.
Today.
These judgments challenge us to recognize that Jesus is coming and the need to win the loss.
Amen. Finally, Jesus said, okay, musicians, can you come? In Matthew 24, which is a good chapter to read. I know I have not given you everything, but this is just an appetizer for you to have a desire to meet Jesus. Matthew 24:44. Jesus said, therefore, do you have the scripture? Therefore, you also be ready. Everybody say ready. Like you're ready to go home right now? Be ready. Be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you don't expect. Therefore, we need to be reading our Bible. We need to be praying. We need to be reaching out to one another. Church, there cannot be another louder warning than this morning. And I want you to stand to your feet, please. And I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. While the worship team is getting ready, if you are here for the first time and you don't know Jesus, I want to help you to know Jesus. Jesus comes into our heart when we open and confess our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Having Jesus in your mind will not make any difference. Having Jesus in your knowledge is not going to make any difference. If you would confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. Church, say this together with me. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. From today onwards, I declare, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. I believe you, dear Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father, today as we looked at all the signs of your coming back and those four horses symbolically roaming our streets, our neighborhood, our country, help us to be alert towards your second coming. Help us to be prepared. Help us to be watchful, not careless. Help us to build treasure in heaven, not on earth. Give us a Jesus focus. Thank you, dear Father. I pray for every one of us today. Lord, let this be a loud and clear reminder. Until we look at seal number 4, 5, and 6, grip our hearts. Let there be an urgency in our hearts. Help us not to hold on to the things of the world. Like what Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. If you have been risen with Christ, set your mind on things that are above and not beneath. For your life is hidden in Christ. Spirit, touch your church.
Spirit, touch your church. Stir the hearts of men. Revive us, Lord, with your passion once again. I want to care for others like Jesus cares for me. Let your rain fall upon me.
Watch your sing, Spirit touch.
Spirit touch your church.
Father, this morning, even as we approach your table, thank you for the reminder and the remembrance that you are coming back soon. That you are coming back for every single one of us, and none of us will be missed out in the return of the Lord. And even as we come to your table, Jesus, we pray, Lord Father, that you will bless the bread and the cup, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say, amen. Holding the bread and the cup in your hands, I'm going to give you a few minutes just to unpack your communion.
Heart of man, revive us, Lord, with your passion once again. I want to care for others like Jesus cares for me. Let your
holding the bread and the cup in your hands as you have prepared your emblem. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord Father, that you have blessed this cup and emblem, Lord Father, that even as we partake it, Lord Father, that you will remind us, Jesus, that every single one of us are healed, are set free, and that you are coming back for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say, amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 23 onwards, it says, on the night when Jesus was betrayed, after he had given thanks, he broke the bread and turned it to his disciples and said, this bread signifies my broken body. As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me until I return. In Isaiah 53 verse 5, it says, for he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. As a family of God, let's partake of the bread by faith. Likewise, after supper, after he had given thanks, he took the cup and turned to his disciples and said, this cup signifies the new covenant they have made through my blood. As often as you drink this cup, do this until in remembrance of me until I return. As a family of God, come on, let's partake of the cup together. Now, why don't you put your cups down, and why don't you lift your hands towards heaven, and let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for every single person in this place. Lord, even as today the word is being preached, even as we have learned, and gain knowledge and insight about the four horsemen. Father, let our focus not be in fear, but in respond to come back to you, Lord Jesus, in reading the word, in spending time with you in prayer, and also wanting to know more about you and falling in love with you more. Father, I thank you that even as we leave this place, God, give us a desire, Lord Father, to pray. Give us a desire, a greater desire to read the word, and give us a greater desire, Lord Father, to dwell in your presence. Father, I stretch my hands over your people. I bless your people even as they leave, Lord Father. Let this week be a week of filled with encounter. We'll be a week filled with breakthroughs and miracles in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your people. Bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone say, amen, amen, amen. Amen.